Here in the U.S., environmentalists are encouraging people to chop down Christmas trees this year. Nonprofits like the Nature Conservancy say it will help save the planet. Reporter Kelly Weiss went to a tree farm in Northern California to see what families have in mind when they're picking out their Scotch pine.
Hey, Daddy, can we make that Christmas?
What do you want to show me?
Families can cut down their own Christmas trees here at the Sylvieville Tree Farm west of Sacramento. The Pinion family from nearby Davis brought their 3-year-old daughter to the farm to do just that. They trek out in the field to pick a tree and breathe in the fresh scent. Chris Pinion cuts a tree down. He then slings the Monterey pine over his shoulder. As he lugs it back to the car, he says this is a family tradition.
I think it's better to get a live tree rather than an artificial tree. I mean, who knows where all that stuff's being made from? You know, it's probably safer just to have something natural around your family.
And a lot of people here just don't want a plastic tree in their living room. In the parking lot, Tim Acosta is strapping down his freshly cut tree to his car. For him, it's a guilty pleasure because he's not so sure it's good for the environment.
It's not. It doesn't seem like it is. We're killing a green tree.
There is a common myth out there that purchasing an artificial tree is actually the greener option.
That's Vanessa Martin with the Nature Conservancy. She's also here at the Christmas tree farm. She points out thousands of trees still standing. Farmers don't clear cut the trees. She says they only harvest about 10% of them a year. And she says that means there are hundreds of millions of Christmas trees around the country still growing.
Not only is this forest of Christmas trees beautiful and smell great and part of a time-honored tradition, they're hard at work cleaning our water and our air and helping our climate and wildlife.
We have basically 13 acres in trees, Monterey pines, we have Scotch pine,
Sylvieville Tree Farm co-owner Ted Seifert says he's using his degree in wood science from UC Berkeley to help run a carbon neutral operation. For every tree cut down, he says they plant another. And with the higher elevation pines, they do what's called stump culturing.
These are actually probably 10-year-old stumps. And this is actually probably the second generation of turnips on both of these trees here on the left.
Seifert points out two small new turnip trees actually sprouting from the stump.
It's just another way to, instead of having to plant a tree, we just use what's there.
Seifert also says when you buy a tree here, you avoid getting an artificial one that's likely shipped over from China. That dramatically cuts down on its carbon footprint. And he says even though you can reuse artificial trees year after year, they are made from plastic and can't be recycled like real ones.
I think there's a resurgence for the live or the green trees.
Seifert says there's a range of options for a green tree. The gold standard is to buy a live potted tree and plant it after the holidays, or drive to a nearby tree farm to cut down your own or pick one up at the local grocery store or tree lot. And Seifert says the bonus, this kind of environmental awareness should help his farm. He thinks business will be up about 20% this year, and industry numbers predict an increase in sales as well for both real and artificial trees. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss.